Welcome to the Business Success Network podcast with me, Stacey Calder, helping you to grow yourself and grow your business with tools, tips and techniques. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Business Success Network podcast. I am joined today with today's special guest. It is Diane Ivory, or CS Ivory, as we love to call her in the network. She is one of our Business Success Network experts and an actual, do you know what, a really lovely person and a great friend. So I am excited today, Di. You make me smile. You were called a trailblazer this week.
How lovely is that? I'm fast enough to be a trailblazer, but I'll take it.
Di, honestly, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here with us today. And you just fascinate me. Like, just listening to you in the green room then, and we were just talking before we went on air, all the stuff that we can cover, you know, 30 minutes is not going to be enough.
It'll whiz by.
So tell us a bit about your background. What have you been up? What did you do? Why have I dragged you on here? What, you know, I know, but tell the listeners and the viewers.
Well, it's a funny old thing, isn't it, where life takes you. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't have the dream to be whatever. You know, some people want to be a fireman or a soldier or whatever it is. I didn't have any of that. And then when I was 22, 23, I saw an advert in a national newspaper, trainee fingerprint officers, Scotland Yard. That's exciting. I didn't honestly know what fingerprint officer was, because back then we just about had the bill on television, but there weren't really any other. I don't think there was Z cars. You know, there was nothing like the amount we have today. So I applied for this job and was very fortunate. I went through the selection process and got it, and I ended up as a trainee fingerprint officer at Scotland Yard, and went on to become what was called then an identification officer. So I became a fingerprint expert after 7 years, and I have to say it wasn't because I was rubbish at it. It's just that's how long it took to become an expert. Back then, it's a different system now, but then that was what it was. And they also trained me to be a crime scene examiner. So I'm kind of multi-talented, I suppose. What do they call us? Can't remember. Whatever it is, I'll think of in a minute.
You are multi-talented.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Kind of do it all. So I then spent the next 30 years going, working, examining crime scenes of all sorts across London. And then I moved up to Suffolk and worked in Suffolk and Norfolk as well. So that's my career. I've worked in the lab, developing fingerprints in there, and also examining crime scenes and identifying people and going to court with fingerprint evidence. So that's kind of it. I left, do you want to hear this as well now? The police in 2016. It had just got to that point where I didn't want to be called out at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. I got beyond wanting to do that. And I think my skills at climbing up ladders onto roofs became less as I got older. Because obviously we're at a crime scene, you've got to do what, you know, there's some criminals.
Well, isn't it? When you say crime scene examiners, it sounds quite, you know, it sounds really, well, it sounds fascinating and it sounds really intriguing and, dare I say, you know, a bit, ooh, I was going to say glam, but that's not, I've seen what you wear, so that's a no-go.
Glamour in it.
Actually, you know, when you get down to the root of it, you saying then you get called out all hours of the morning, you know, you are, I'm guessing, dealing with some horrific scenes at times, some real heartbreaking things, you know, and I know, like I just said to you back then about, I know you've worked some high-profile cases. You never go into them. You're very conscious of family and all that kind of thing that you know, might stumble across this or might see what you're doing and what, you know, you're saying. So you've always been really careful and kind of honouring those scenes that you've been to. But some of them must be horrific.
Yes, there's been some horrible, horrible crimes that I've been to. But I think it's important to stress that not every crime is horrendous. And I think it's very easy to assume when talking to people like me that, you know, we're full of murders. You know, I can tell you bread and butter work was burglaries, theft, you know, in a garden shed. It's a horrible thing to happen to the person, but it isn't what you kind of hear about in the press. So there's more of the lesser crime than there is of the bigs. But when there is a big crime, it's a big deal, obviously. And is very time consuming. You know, I can go to a burglary, could in the day, you could go to a burglary and really be in and out very quickly. If you're at a scene of a murder, you could be there for days, weeks, months.
And that's the sort of thing you don't hear about in the press, isn't it? And I suppose you can, you know, thanks to the media and things like that, it is the high profile cases that people hear about. It's not actually the day to day stuff that, you know, you're seeing day in, day out, but also that's affecting Joe Public day in, day out. You know, yes, I remember I got burgled once. I had scenes of crime there trying to figure out how they'd got in. You know, it was just, it was a crazy time, but it makes you feel a little bit safer. So,
You know, when you're saying that, trying to figure out how they got in, sometimes it's very obvious. You know, there's a broken window and shoe marks on the windowsill, and you can say, well, I think it looks like they've come in this way. But you've also got to be mindful there are a few people out there that aren't very honest, and they'll be making up that they've had a burglary so that they can claim on the insurance. So that's part of the role as well. You know, you really do have to find out, you know, the window's broken, but was it broken from the inside or the outside? Because sometimes people are a bit thick and kind of don't get it right if they're trying to fake it. So, you know, you really look at how things are done and what really has happened, because what you're told isn't necessarily the truth.
That is amazing. That just didn't even cross my mind. Here's me thinking about, you know, the bad guys and you turning up. And actually some of it could be a little bit of a naughty insurance job. Well, there we go. And that kind of brings us nicely on to, I want to talk about TV, Di, because you are becoming quite the TV person now. You are the go-to.
I have been used, yes. I don't know that I'm quite up there yet, but
okay, you've been used. But you've been on the telly. You keep getting called back. I know you're filming at the moment, but you know, we talked about having an opinion there. You know, it might not be what it looks like, and I think that's kind of what you've been doing on TV, isn't it? And
yeah, it's quite interesting.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm on a series called Murder by the Sea, which airs on CBS Reality. Each week they will look at a historic crime that's taken place, surprisingly, by the sea. And we talk about what it was that happened. And there's various experts on there that, you know, so there might be psychologists, press people that dealt with the press at the time, police officers that were involved in it, forensic, you know, myself, there might be a ballistics person, depending on what the crime was. So we will look at what happened, what took place, and describe it. And, you know, they do a bit of a reconstruction for it. It's really interesting seeing how, especially the historic ones. And I kind of always think, well, my goodness, how different it would be now to back then. If you're looking at a crime that took place 40 years ago, there would be DNA evidence that we'd look at now that you wouldn't have really been able to consider 40 years ago. So there's interesting difference. But my joy of life is fingerprints. They're all unique. And the science, if you like, of fingerprints is always going to be there. You know, they either match or they don't.
And that's really interesting, because you touched on DNA there, and we've had so many advances in technology and things like that, that, you know, evidence that wasn't there 40 years ago, you can now kind of look back on, and they are solving crimes from years and years ago. But fingerprints, I know, is your speciality, and I have to say, I've seen you in action in terms of educating and, let's say, getting a group of year six, so what was that, 10, 11 year olds, excited about fingerprints. I've seen this because you were really good with my son's class during lockdown. We did it was literally just a spur of the moment. Hi, Di, talked to me about fingerprints, and you said, let's just get the whole class in. And you did, and you were so amazing. And I know that this is what you're passionate about, or part of what you're passionate about. And I love the fact that you have, you know, you're not in that fingerprint role anymore, like scenes of crime, but actually you are still working with it, and you're inspiring the next generation of people that might want to take that up. And, you know, and when somebody called you a trailblazer this week, you know, their comment to me was that you were a woman in a very male environment back then, I would imagine. and you were, yeah. And there are so many women out there actually that look to you and go, wow, what an inspiration, because it must have been a very male environment. Absolutely. I bet you, you know, and actually now you can go on and help younger boys, girls, you know, whoever, to say, actually, I want to do that. It's like you said, you had no idea until you saw an advert in the paper.
Yeah, and I think now, because there is so much on TV, different shows, people know what CSI do. You know, they kind of get that, and they know a bit more about fingerprints, and obviously another thing I love is a bit of blood spatter, because that tells a massive story. You can tell an awful lot from the way blood is. So, yeah, but, yeah, when I started out, there, it just was. I mean, I remember knocking at a guy's door, being burgled, you know, I've come to examine your scene for fingerprints. And he was like, well, I wasn't expecting a woman. And it was like a complete shock to him. That I'm like, and I said, well, this is what you got. You know, I'm coming in. And obviously did the job as well as any man could do. You know, it's, we're just the same people with the same training doing the same thing. So, no, absolutely. But now, I mean, I look at people working within the departments, and I know people, you know, throughout the country, several forces, and an awful lot of the people now are women.
Which they're, is brilliant.
Yes, brilliant. Absolutely. And certainly, I don't want to name any forces, but certainly within the groups I know, the majority of staff, certainly within the Bureau, are women. It just, it's just the way it is. But interesting. And I would, and I, as you said, it's so nice to do something that you love, get to the point where you don't want to do it anymore, because it's not anymore where I wanted to be, but then to be able to do it outside and help others with it, because people always said, oh, Di, I'd love your job. It sounds so much fun. La, la, la. I'd love to have a go at it. And it's just nice to let people do that. And with children in schools, it's great because it ticks the STEM box, science, technology, engineering, and maths. I did a cub. I went to just had a friend's, helped a friend out in this cub pack the other week. And they all got their science badges, you know, and it was so nice that it was able to put them forward with something. And in schools, we do it a lot because, you know, I can incorporate so much into it of the science, you know, mixing up fake blood and looking at the angles that blood spatter falls at. And so you can kind of bring, depending on the age group, I'm not going to talk to 9-year-olds about too much of the angles, but you know, as they get
they'll probably love it. I know I've got an 8-year-old who would be like, yeah, go on,
Doug. Oh, they love the blood. Honestly, they love it. And it's not real blood that I use, have to say that. It's fake blood mixing up for. And yeah, it's just good. And then obviously the corporate people I work with as well. So, you know, it's just a whole variety of ways that I can still have fun doing what I love doing.
Everybody, it is Stacey Cotter, and I am delighted to announce that we have now opened the nominations for the Business Success Awards 2022. So if you feel like your business or a business that you know deserves some recognition, why not check out the awards page now over at www.businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk and click on the awards tab. That's the great bit about having your own business, isn't it? Is you can take all the fun bits, all the bits you like, turn it into a business and not have to worry, you know, not have to deal with the kind of the bits that you didn't like.
Yeah, like there really was a dead person. You know, when I do emergency now, there isn't a dead person. It's just pretend.
I'm guessing they just kill off the boss they don't like.
I like to personalise my events, and I'll say, is there anybody you particularly don't like that might meet us? But it's a celebrity. I would never do somebody in the room. Is there politicians are top choices a lot of the time. Yes, one in particular recently, you know, well, can we not kill him off? Okay.
Oh, brilliant. So your events at the moment then, I love the idea of this, you know, getting in a room and solving a murder and being all, you know, doing all the fingerprints. It just fascinates me. So we've looked at the schools. We know that you can work kind of, and like you said, it is in the curriculum. I know that all of my older ones studied it in year six, like before they went up to secondary school. They will look at it again in secondary school. So I'm guessing age range wise, you can cater for kind of those ages. You talked about corporates there, you know, the team building. Now, this hey, look, we're a business podcast, so we've got to get team building in somewhere, haven't we? This excites me and it fascinates me. And I keep saying we've got to do a business success network team building day with you, Di, definitely. But at the minute with COVID and lockdown, and let's face it, that's been a real nightmare for you guys in the events industry. You know, it was a case of, well, 2021, pretty much it just shut down, didn't it, the world? So I know you've had a particularly tough time before that. And now, actually, we're seeing these work from home, these hybrid models of work. Not everybody has rushed back to the office. So tell me how you can help those kinds of companies with their team building, because this is really, really powerful, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so lovely for people to work together and know each other and get to know each other better. So right now, more than ever, and I have worked with people prior to COVID who work remotely, and I'd get them together, often from different countries. So people will fly in to the sort of where the team is based or the company is based, and we'll do team builds for them. But now more and more people are working from home and have never met their colleagues. You know, they might perhaps talk to them on the phone or see them on a video, but to actually be in the room with somebody and get to know them makes a massive difference. And I laugh at myself, because through the COVID, obviously, I always provide PPE. You know, people dress up in the CSI suits and gloves and masks, and I'm a bit like, well, I was providing it before it was fashionable. It's my thing. So people are very safe with me, and we can do what we do. And it is lovely to just see people come together. And I think especially for new recruits into a company, I can't imagine what it must be like working where you don't know anyone, and you've not no one that you feel you've connected with, so you could on the quiet say, not sure about this, can you help me with that? So to be able to go meet the people and decide who's going to be the person you could go to on the quiet, because you don't always want to go to your boss and say, yeah, I'm not really quite getting this. It's nice to have that colleague you can talk to. So this gives people an opportunity to get together. A lot of companies will tie me into maybe they'll have their annual conference, and then they want to lighten it up, and I'll go in and do a bit of a team build. And what they like is, because there is an educational element to it as well, and because no matter what your personality type or your physicality, you will be able to take part in it. So there might be the big bolshy person that goes in, literally, bull in a china shop. You know, they're through the crime scene tape before you can say, you know, where's my brush? Yet there's others, the little mouse will sit there kind of just reading through all the statements. So it's just interesting watching how different people work together. And, you know, often the managers will say, this person needs pulling down a bit and this person needs lifting up. And I'll work to make that happen without them realising that that's what I'm doing. But it just gives people a real good chance to get the mix together and maybe change people's opinions of each other. Because we've all done it, haven't we? We've all worked with someone and thought, well, they're a bit of a... And then you go away with them and think, well, actually, they're quite nice.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I think, like you say, I mean, I've worked from my home office for the last 10, 11 years, so it's not alien to me. And I make sure, you know, working on your own, working as a small business, you'll be the same. You get your group of cheerleaders. When you are employed and when you have, you know, suddenly then either gone off on furlough and come back, or like you said, it's 2 days in the office now, not five, you don't have that, you know, the morning coffee around the coffee machine, you don't have that, you know, bumping into each other in the toilets, whatever it is, it just isn't happening at the moment. And so what I really love is the fact that you can work with those people to say, look, you know, yes, you've been behind the laptop for a couple of years, you don't know each other, let's get in a room. And let's face it, you're going to start. This is something they can really engage with. It's different. It's not your, you know, 1990s team building exercise that nobody wants to go to because, you know, the boss has told you you've got to be there and that kind of thing. I can remember my dad doing like it's a knockout days and all sorts and thinking, oh my God, what is going on here? But
and they're fun to do. But maybe if you, I don't know, you've got a poorly knee, or you've got, you know, you're feeling a little overweight or whatever it might be, before you begin, you feel intimidated. Whereas with this, there's nothing, you know, I take suits in all sizes up to 3x XXX, you know, so that whatever it's, and if someone says, I don't want to wear a suit, well, they don't wear one. It really doesn't matter. So, there's nothing that would make, I don't think anyone feel, I've never had anybody say I didn't enjoy that. So,
and let's face it, it's not, those suits are not the most glamorous. So, you know, you're all in it together.
They're not there for style, are they? And people love it. And it's great for a team photo. You know, normally you think about when you've got to have a team photo and you've all got to stand there and look lovely and smile. Well, you just put a mask on. So if you're conscious of your teeth or you don't want to smile or whatever it might be, doesn't matter, does it? Put the mask on. Nobody can see.
Love it. Maybe I should just order one for my Monday morning. Imagine me just rocking up on YouTube or in my Business Success Network Facebook group. Like, hi, guys. So I'd panel my inner Diana Ivory today.
I'm Diane Ivory. I am a former Scotland Yard fingerprint expert and crime scene examiner. I spent nearly 30 years examining real crime scenes across London, Norfolk and Suffolk, helping police to investigate crimes of all sorts. During that time, I had countless people say to me how much they would enjoy my job and they'd like to do it. So I set up my business, Forensic Minds, where I give people the opportunity to do just that and have a variety of activities and events to do, from telling you how to get away with murder to actually giving you a crime scene to examine with your teammates and find out who did it. So you'll be looking at all sorts of evidence, dusting for fingerprints and looking for fibres and blood spatter, a real good team building event. If you want to know more about that, or you'd like me to come to your school and help your young people with educational workshops relating to CSI, please do get in touch. My website is forensicminds.co.uk.
Diane, we always talk about business success, and that is, you know, it can really kind of annoy people, that term, but also it's a very generic term. So obviously, being called Business Success Podcast, Business Success Network, I like to ask people what their version of business success is, because it is different for everyone. You know, some people want the £1 million turnover, the multi-million pound turnover. Others just want, you know, a business that makes them smile, whatever it is. What is it to you?
I think to me, especially after the couple of years we've had when it just flatlined. So, you know, it was doing really nicely, then went. So to me now, success is building it back up again to a level. And I just want to enjoy what I do and see other people enjoy what I'm delivering for them. So I'm not really, look, I'm not in it for the money. Clearly, I need to make money, but I'm not looking at figures. I'm looking at enjoying it, giving people what they enjoy and keeping it going, with a nice little bit for the schools, who really, when price wise compared to what I do for corporates, I kind of try to give back by making it accessible for the schools. That to me is a success, if I can help people. It's just doing what I like to do and seeing the enjoyment of others doing it and just wanting to get up every day. And I also think business success is, Monday I didn't work. Now, to me, that's a success, that I was able to say, I'm not working on Monday. And I think being able to choose when to take your time out without thinking, well, I've only got so many days leave, I'm not allowed a day off, or I've got to ask somebody, and does it fit with everybody else? It's really nice. I know I've got another couple of weeks coming up that are really, in fact, the rest of the week's a bit bad, to be honest, but it's fine. It's fine. And not when I say busy, it's just filled. Mm. But it's at my level and at my pace, and I just love it. So in the background, I'm building a shop with some merch. So that's my kind of excitement at the moment that's going on there.
Fingerprint merch. Oh, that does excite me. And I love it because, you know, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, not listening on the podcast, you will see in Diane's background, she has got her crime scene tape. You know, do not enter. I'm well aware it is a cupboard and not, there's no dead bodies in there, is there, by, you know.
No. And this will make you laugh. This here, Socco. Now, back in the olden days when I started, you know, when life was black and white, that's what we were. We weren't CSIs. We were scenes of crime officers. So I've kind of kept that to remind me that that's kind of
right. You said about the bill. I remember it being Socco. Absolutely. I knew I would have known what that is before CSI, actually. Isn't it good, though, that your name is Ivory, so we can call you CS Ivory?
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. And it took a genius marketing man in conversation to say to me, oh, God, CS Ivory. And I said, why have I never thought of that? So, yes.
Because when it's personal to you, you just don't see it, do you?
No.
The amount of things you've seen and learned and done in your career must be, you know, huge. What's the one thing that you've taken from your learnings into your business?
Be ready to change when necessary. What you first see may not be what's going to happen. And I think that's probably, as I said, with the crime scene, what you're told may not be what's the truth. And I think that, you know, when you're looking at working with people that come along to want to work with you, it's not always as it seems. So be prepared to watch, but not just take everything at face value. I think that's important. Right. People, especially when people are trying to sell you something, come and do this course, really look at what it is you're going to get out of things and weigh it up. Just take that step back and look at the evidence. That I think is probably quite important in, yeah.
That was brilliant.
Genius, so, that, wasn't it?
I'm going to pull that. That was a
great, where that came from.
That was a great quote. You'll be using that for years, Dash. It must be the excellent interviewer. Oh, dear. So, Di, I imagine now that people are going to want to know where they can find you. Apart from, obviously, if they joined our Business Success Network Facebook group, you are in there as an expert. What's your website?
My website is forensicminds.co.uk, and you can find me there. You can find me at Forensic Minds UK on everything. I'm consistent at being inconsistent, so don't be expecting posts every day. I've got a nice little group, CSI DIY. Might be DIY CSI. Oh, yeah, cool. DIY CSI.
And you did an A to Z of crime.
That's going to be a book. That was cool, wasn't it? It was April last year. I just started because it was lockdown and life was a bit dull. So I started with evidence you might find at a crime scene. I think my first one was axe. And then I invited everyone in the group to come in with their A's.
You really had a lot hilarious. Of cutting edge. Tell me that group again, Diane. Where can they find you?
DIYCSI.
DIYCSI. Head over there and have a look on Facebook.
Come and join. It'll be lovely. And don't be frightened that I've not posted anything in it for ages. I'm going to get back on it. And I've also got a Facebook page, Forensic Minds. My website, what else have we got? Instagram again. I need to put more on it. LinkedIn, you can find me, Diane Ivory. That's it. That's where I'm at.
Perfect. I love this. There is no stone unturned. You can find her on all the socials and all the websites. She is more active than she makes out as well, I do believe. Heavens knows. She's got enough of us around her, tagging her into stuff and all that kind
absolutely
of thing.
And please, if anyone needs to know, I get a lot of people with youngsters who, you know, my daughter wants to do this, my son wants, you know, whatever it might be, please just come to me and I will give you some help if I can, advise on careers, etc., etc. So, you know, absolutely not a problem at all. Just, what do we say, slide into the DMs and I'll be there to talk to you, no worries at all.
Well, that's the big thing with us. We always say slide into the DMs. Someone said it the other week and apparently nobody knew what it was. So if you don't know what that is, it means jump in our inbox. But I would, you know,
message, email me, I will answer.
Form on our website. That's probably the safest route there. But I love that. It is all about giving back to the next generation. My daughter, actually, I think you've inspired her massively because she is looking at scenes of crime, what she's got to do to get there. She kind of, you know, the whole detective stroke scenes of crime, she's kind of in that thing. She's looking at police cadets, who would have thought it, you know, 14, and suddenly she's taking this bit, she's looking at it. And I think, Diane, that has stemmed from, you know, the stuff that she's seen you do, as well as, you know, the cop shows and whatever. But it's really good to be able to say, well, have a chat with Di, you know, have a conversation, listen to this podcast. So it'll be fantastic. There will be others out there, as I say, get them following Di. She is a trailblazer. I'm going to keep using
that
word.
Keep saying that. I like it.
Trailblazer in her field. Honestly, I've never heard anyone speak so passionately about their career or their previous day job. Most people, they go into business, they're like, don't, you know, day jobs. No, you've made a business out of it. It's been phenomenal. Di, there is nothing left to say except for thank you. You've been an absolute pleasure. like I say, do check out the Facebook page. Do come over and interact with Di. Go and see her and her Facebook page as well. Thank you for listening, as ever. Any last words, Di?
Well, keep safe.
And don't forget to
lock your doors. If you've got an alarm, turn it on. Lock your doors of your house, your windows. Don't leave them open. And just be very mindful of everything that's around you. And
I love that.
Get away with murder, remember
that. And you did, actually, and I'm going off. I've said we're finishing, and then you say that. You have been in our magazine where you were giving people these top tips about, you know, making sure that now we're out of lockdown and, you know, we're starting to go out again, locking up the house and things like that. So do check it out, because honestly, Diane is a font of knowledge. She's absolutely fantastic. On that note, we are going to leave it there. Otherwise, we'll be talking all day.
We're here forever.
We need to get rid of the coffee and get the gin out. So thank you, Di. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been nice to see you. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.